Hello, and welcome to your OCR GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Study podcast. I'm here to guide you through one of the most important topics in the specification, microorganisms. Whether you're revising for your exam or building your understanding from scratch, this 10-minute episode will give you the scientific knowledge, exam technique, and confidence you need to earn top marks. Microorganisms might be invisible to the naked eye, but they're absolutely crucial for your exam success. This topic tests your ability to apply scientific principles to real-world food safety scenarios, and examiners are looking for precise terminology and clear explanations. So let's dive in. First, let's get the fundamentals clear. When we talk about microorganisms in food, we're referring to three main types: bacteria, molds, and yeasts. But here's the critical distinction that catches many candidates out. Not all bacteria are the same. You need to know the difference between spoilage bacteria and pathogenic bacteria. Spoilage bacteria affect the quality of food. They cause visible changes like slime on meat, off odors, and discoloration. These bacteria make food unappetizing, but they don't necessarily make you ill. Pathogenic bacteria, on the other hand, are the dangerous ones. They cause food poisoning, and here's the key point. Pathogenic bacteria often produce no sensory changes at all. The food looks, smells, and tastes normal, but it can still make you seriously ill. This is why temperature control and hygiene are so vital. Now, let's talk about the conditions bacteria need to grow. Use the acronym FADM to remember the six key factors: food, acidity, time, temperature, oxygen, and moisture. Bacteria need nutrients from high protein and high carbohydrate foods. They thrive in slightly acidic to neutral pH levels, specifically between 4.5 and 7.5. They need time to multiply, typically 2 to 4 hours in the danger zone. Speaking of which, temperature is absolutely crucial. The danger zone is 5 degrees Celsius to 63 degrees Celsius. This is where bacteria multiply rapidly through a process called binary fission, where one cell splits into two, two into four, and so on, exponentially. Oxygen requirements vary. Some bacteria are aerobic and need oxygen, others are anaerobic and grow without it, and some are facultative anaerobes, meaning they can survive either way. Finally, moisture is essential. Bacteria need water activity, abbreviated as AW, above 0.85 to multiply effectively. Let me give you the five major pathogenic bacteria you absolutely must know for your exam. First, Campylobacter, found in raw and undercooked poultry. It has a slow onset of 2 to 5 days and causes moderate symptoms including diarrhea, fever, and abdominal cramps. Second, Salmonella, found in eggs, poultry, and raw meat. Onset is quicker, 6 to 72 hours, with high severity symptoms including vomiting and severe cramps. Third, E. coli 0157, linked to undercooked beef, especially burgers. This has a quick onset of 3 to 4 days but can cause severe complications including bloody diarrhea and even kidney failure in vulnerable groups. Fourth, Listeria monocytogenes, found in soft cheeses, pâté, and deli meats. It has a very slow onset of 1 to 4 weeks and is particularly dangerous for pregnant women, the elderly, and immunocompromised individuals. Finally, Staphylococcus aureus, which contaminates food through human handling, especially cream cakes and sandwiches. This bacterium produces toxins, so the onset is very rapid, 1 to 6 hours, causing nausea and vomiting. Notice I said it produces toxins. This is intoxication, not infection. The difference is crucial. Infection means you're ingesting live bacteria. Intoxication means you're ingesting the toxins they've already produced. Now let's talk control measures. Examiners want you to link control methods directly to how they inhibit bacterial growth. Temperature control is your primary weapon. Refrigeration at 0 to 5 degrees Celsius slows bacterial multiplication significantly. Freezing at minus 18 degrees Celsius doesn't kill bacteria, but it stops them multiplying entirely by inducing dormancy. Cooking to a core temperature of 75 degrees Celsius denatures bacterial proteins and destroys most pathogens. Hot holding above 63 degrees Celsius keeps bacteria out of the danger zone. You can also control pH by adding acid, like vinegar or lemon juice, to lower pH below 4.5. Reducing water activity through drying, salting, or adding sugar also inhibits growth. And of course, preventing cross-contamination by separating raw and ready-to-eat foods is essential. Right, let's talk exam technique. When you see an explain question worth 6 or more marks, use the statement, reason, consequence structure. For example, if asked, explain why it's important to store raw chicken below 5 degrees Celsius, you'd say, Storing raw chicken below 5 degrees Celsius keeps it out of the danger zone. That's your statement. The danger zone, 5 to 63 degrees Celsius, provides optimal conditions for pathogenic bacteria like Campylobacter and Salmonella to multiply rapidly through binary fission. That's your reason. By refrigerating at 0 to 5 degrees, bacterial multiplication slows significantly, reducing the risk of food poisoning. That's your consequence. See how that structure ensures you're applying knowledge, not just recalling facts? That's how you access those AO2 application marks. Common mistakes to avoid. Never say freezing kills bacteria. It doesn't. It stops multiplication. Always use precise temperatures with units. Don't say keep food cold. Say refrigerate at 0 to 5 degrees Celsius. Avoid vague terms like germs or bugs. Use the correct terminology, pathogens, microorganisms, bacteria. And when discussing cross-contamination, name the specific vector. Don't just say cross-contamination can occur. Say raw chicken drips onto the salad below in the fridge, transferring Campylobacter to ready-to-eat food. Another key point, know your onset times and symptoms. If a question gives you a scenario where someone becomes ill 1 hour after eating a cream cake, you should immediately think Staphylococcus aureus, because it's the only common pathogen with such a rapid onset due to preformed toxins. Let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the danger zone temperature range? The answer is 5 degrees Celsius to 63 degrees Celsius. Question 2. Name the process by which bacteria multiply. Binary fission. Question 3. Which pathogen is associated with undercooked burgers? E. coli 0157. Question 4. What does the acronym FATM stand for? Food, acidity, time, temperature, oxygen, moisture. Question 5. What's the difference between infection and intoxication? Infection is ingesting live bacteria. Intoxication is ingesting toxins produced by bacteria. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. To wrap up, microorganisms, especially pathogenic bacteria, are controlled by managing the 6 FATM factors. Temperature control is your most powerful tool. Know your 5 major pathogens, their food sources, onset times, and symptoms. Use precise scientific terminology in your answers. Structure your explanations clearly with statement, reason, and consequence. And always link control measures to the biological mechanisms they disrupt, like inhibiting binary fission or denaturing proteins. This topic accounts for a significant portion of your exam, and it's highly applicable to real-world scenarios. Examiners love to test your ability to apply this knowledge to catering situations, especially involving vulnerable groups. Keep practicing, stay precise, and remember, in food safety, details save lives and earn marks. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.